On arriving in harbour about 11:30, I went over to Abdil to hand in mine reports, only to be told to return for a ZZZ in about half an hour. All that night we loaded and tested mines, and by 7:30 a.m. we were off again on another operation, with our destination close to the German coast, well to the east of Texel. We had been told in the ZZZ to keep close up in line ahead during the night, as we would probably meet the enemy. This was a heartening thought, but proved to be but an empty thought. Nerves were a little tense, however, and a buzz later circulated in the flotilla that one ship had very nearly fired on her astern, who had yawed rather wildly off her course. On the return journey, the already dirty weather worsened, and the glass dropped half an inch while I was on the bridge during the afternoon watch. The sky turned a muddy green, and the seas rose steeply. The onset was so sudden that Tarpon and Telemachus were taken by surprise when seas smashed into their superstructures and carried away their boats and some of their deck gear. We suffered no damage as our own bows rose steeply and then slipped downwards to strike the oncoming seas. At each impact, two plumes of water shot up through the hawse pipes and cascaded over the forecastle. Far over to port, Sandfly and Ferret were driving straight into the waves and taking the seas green over their decks. Speed had to be reduced, and Telemachus dropped astern, but we reached port without further mishap. On arrival, we had two signals awaiting us. The first from Vice Admiral commanding East Coast to Captain D, with reference to the previous operation, and the second from the Board of Admiralty. They read, VAEC to Captain D, XX. The Chief of the Naval Staff wishes his congratulations conveyed to the 20th Flotilla on its smart performance. In this I heartily concur. At Admiralty to VAEC, for information, the Lords Commissioners of the Admiralty desire to express to Captain D, captains, officers, and men of the 20th Flotilla their high appreciation of the zeal, energy, and the ability shown in the flotilla at short notice, carrying out quickly two important operations. There is already good reason to believe that material damage has been caused to the enemy. The same week, a question was asked in the House of Commons whether any action had been taken to intercept the German destroyers and submarines attempting to escape from Ostend and Zeebrugge, to which the Parliamentary Secretary to the Admiralty replied that every possible step had been taken. So now we knew.